Morning. It's an awesome thing, just a sweet thing to have someone intercede for you on your behalf. It's an incredibly loving thing
Jesus
to have someone pray over you
as the Son of God.
Not
is a unique
to have someone glory only say they will pray for you, which is its own comfort. Not to dismiss that.
That is not and really cannot be
but
shared.
But to have
it's
the experience
to
hear
and, that's referenced
and to
in
receive
John chapter 1, verse 14,
someone's intercession
and the word
for you.
This is
their
Jesus.
Prayer over you.
The word became
that is
flesh
why,
and dwelt among us,
and we have seen
the
his
tent,
glory as of the only Son
only
from the Father, full of grace and truth. So that's all
average,
him. That's all him. Stand alone.
Every 2 hours that we're
so
out
the
here
glory that we're being
so potent,
so
shared,
powerful,
it's
so
not
beautiful.
That glory.
And
though it may be
more than the individuals who come, the community
the
is recognizing that there is something beautiful. There is something lovely.
The demonstration
about this
of it, the manifestation.
Not the
tent,
not the
materials.
God showing
it's
us
very
who
shabby.
He really is.
It seems to be part of
the
Father
appeal.
And the Son and the Spirit. And he has given
it's,
that
that's
to
not
us.
Where the glory is. The glory isn't in the incredible signage. Though the signs are great.
So I ruled out what I think we
the
should.
The glory is in the prayer. The intercession.
Confidently assert Jesus did not mean by giving us his glory.
We do not
claim
for
2 hours
not
every Friday
to
simply
the one
pray
and
for
only
anyone
Son of God.
Whosoever
and yet there
may
is
come
a glory
to
that
intercede
he has been
for
given
them
in their time of need. He then says, I've given to them. And I think
so
maybe a hint of the
a
understanding
beautiful
here is
thing,
the givenness
whether it's
of
happening
it
at the prayer
see,
tent.
He doesn't speak
happening
in other
after
places
church,
when he's speaking
church,
of that divine glory that's
groups,
above all, that's completely distinct from all other glories.
Happening over to the phone. Maybe someone can't make
Lord,
it out.
Help
you
me
pray
and
with
help
them.
I know
over
I'm saying
phone
glory a lot. That's a marvelous
Lord,
thing.
Lord, help us to understand.
But as wonderful as that is to have a brother or sister in Christ pray over
the
us,
the givenness that's
any of
referenced
us even
here,
begun to
the
grasp
glory that's
the
been
value,
given me,
the incredible treasure,
suggests that this is a glory,
knowledge
that is in some way
Jesus,
distinct,
the Christ who now sits
from his eternal
at the right
glory
hand
that remains
of the Father
forever,
in all glory,
and has never been interrupted.
Jesus' glory, one with the Father
praise
and the Spirit,
for us.
No one's touching that. No one's affecting
intercedes
that.
Jesus didn't
for
need
us
that to be given him.
He had that. That's his. But then,
do not
as
think
Jesus
the prayer that
comes
was just
down,
read to you, which is mind-blowing.
As a man on a mission, he receives a unique glory.
All of the theology
things
of John.
And again, we might struggle with this, because isn't he God? Yes, but he comes down as man.
Is,
and as a man on a mission,
I don't know
he is seen receiving
packed,
things from the Father.
It's all
so
log-jammed
all through
into
this prayer.
Prayer
it's incredible.
We have
all
so
these
much
things
here
he's given, including people.
But it is not as if
verse two,
that was Jesus
speaking
final
of himself,
prayer,
since
final
you have given him authority over
you
all flesh. And we might say,
the scriptures
well, if
say
Jesus
that
is the Son of God, if he really is one with God, doesn't
by
he have authority over all flesh?
Yes,
where
but
he
we're
is
talking about
at
in
the
his
Father's
role
right
coming
hand
as the Son of Man.
But
coming
I think more
as a man
that
on a mission,
he is granted an authority
with
in
his
that
communion
role
with the Father in his prayer.
He talks about the
Hebrews
work
7, 24
that
to
he's been given to do.
His ongoing
and so this
intercession
is unique to
but
his
because Jesus
to
lives
his coming
forever. He
to
has
the
a
permanent
earth
as a man
priesthood
on a mission. Look in verse
I will
four, again with the
I have
givenness,
and I will commit to
I
pray
glorified
for
you,
you
on
as
earth,
long as
having
I'm
accomplished the
here
work that you gave
it's my joy,
me
it's my privilege
to do. It's part of the reason we've changed the cards there in front
so
of
that's
you.
A unique
in front
glory
of you,
here.
There were welcome cards.
The glory
which is a wonderful
of Jesus
idea
as a man on
and it just seems to
a mission
that it's run its course.
Distinct
not that many
from
people
his
in
eternal
the years have been here.
Transcendent,
less
unchanging,
maybe a half dozen.
Glory,
I've filled those
one
out
with the Father and with the
so
Son.
So to make a little bit better use
does that
of that
make a
in
bit
the
of
meantime,
sense
and because this is supposed to be a house of prayer, we have turned those into prayer cards.
So I think that whole language of givenness
so you'll
gives
have
us the hint.
Be accustomed to the idea
of what this is about.
But those cards there with the prayer hands in front of you,
if,
because again,
if
it's
you
not
have
a
as
prayer,
if there were
a time
and you would like to get it to
Jesus
the pastor, chances
God
are,
and
not,
it's not
as if
only,
there were a time
elders,
in which Jesus okay didn't have authority. He
didn't
all of
have
the
claim
over his
the
creatures.
Church,
he didn't have
the
words
team
of God. You know, he even says he was
this
given the words
way
of God. He was given the message
to us,
of God.
You
he
might
was given
not be able
these
to
tasks
catch one of us on your way out the door.
It's, maybe you will.
It's but not as if there
trying
was
trying to get a conversation
a time where he didn't enjoy the Father's love.
Even though he says at a point,
I can't even get a conversation with me on Sunday
that the Father loves me because I lay my life down.
You could get that prayer card
folded up,
but as a man on a mission,
offering box,
and he's given a unique, only viewed
glory,
only discussed.
So coming to earth, as
only prayed
that
for
man on his
by
mission.
The elders.
And now they know.
I contend
this is
to
the
you,
first time
and
I'm
if I'm coming
them,
up short,
so
I'm sure I am.
When we get together as elders, yes, you have signed up for this.
Truth here.
We do pray for you,
this,
but
Jesus,
this is
to help
as a man
us
on a mission, was given a glory.
It's a beautiful thing. It's a wonderful
thing.
Tied
to his task, his mission,
but
his job. Our prayers
and
for
that,
you do not
what
begin
he
to
was
touch
given
the
as
glory
a man
of Jesus
on a mission
for you.
He has given to us.
Because Jesus lives forever, he has a permanent priesthood.
He was given a unique function in the world.
Therefore, he is able to save
sent
completely
into the
those
world
who draw near to God through him, since he always lives
unique
to intercede
glory
for them.
To fill out in the
can
world.
We even begin
through his
to
miracles,
grasp through his acts, through his
value,
words, being indwelled by the Spirit of Jesus' intercession for us. Romans
and now
8,
in like manner, that glory
who is there to condemn
of his
us
purpose,
for Christ Jesus,
his
who
function
died
on the
and
earth,
more than that, was raised to life, is at the right
his
hand
mission
of God. Now
and
that is porting over to
is
us,
interceding.
We
for
are
us
receiving 1 John 2:1.
My
little children, I am writing these things
once
to you so that you may not sin. But if anyone does sin,
the language of
we
mission
have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. This
while
is
it may
absolutely
not be foremost
breathtaking
in verse 22,
it is everywhere in this prayer. Even the way Jesus
it's
described
such a joy,
himself,
it's such a privilege,
is described by John
such a
throughout
blessing
this gospel.
To have a believer,
he describes
a brother
himself
and sister
in a number
in
of ways.
Christ.
Other gospels
pray
highlight
for you,
the language
cover
of
you,
Son of Man. But
bless
the language
you
that kind of is preeminent in the Gospel of John for Jesus' self-identification.
But the reason
is
that's
the
a blessing
one
is because they are in Christ. Now think.
The verb behind that is apostello.
Christ himself.
The verb for being,
Christ
the
himself
verb for being sent. And you can see the connection
intercedes
there, apostello, with apostolos. Sent
so
ones
loves you. So cares
apostles
for you.
The apostles are the sent one. And Jesus was the first sent one. Before anyone else was sent, before anyone else could lay claim to being an apostle,
even when
it's
you have sent
Jesus
him
first was sent
a prayer
into
card
the world. And so the description of him
he's
as the sent
praying
one
for
is
you
everywhere.
He lives to make
in
intercession
this
for you
in this prayer. Verse 3. This is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you
have sent.
So
it's amazing
sent
to consider.
He's a man on a mission with a unique glory. And but even as we consider
verse
that,
8,
there is still, even as
I have
it
given
is
them
the
words
to,
that
you
gave
hear
me,
someone say,
they
I will receive
pray
them
you. You know, it's like when we
and
get
have
a
come to know in truth
distance
that I came from you, and they believe
someone's in
that
another
you
part of the country
sent me. He's
maybe
a man
we pray for
on
them
a mission
in
a service, or maybe we pray on a the Wednesday morning prayer, but they might not hear it. So there's a difference. It's still a blessing, still a joy when someone who's been in the hospital.
Verse 21,
you know, when Tammy, right? When she knows
that
they all may be one,
just
as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be in us so that
the
world may believe
that
you
have
sent praying. But it's a great difference between that and hearing a prayer.
Repeat again in verse 23.
Hearing the words just wash over
you. The world may know that you
sent me.
Being
in the presence. When someone puts their arm on you
and then even at
the
conclusion.
Here in John 17,
it's
at the beginning, it's all through the middle, and
that's
the
exact experience we get.
So it's not just
the fact that Jesus,
O righteous Father, even though the world does not know you,
I know you,
into what Jesus' prayer for us,
what his prayer life looks like.
Isn't that incredible?
So the language of mission is all throughout here.
Many of the other prayers.
My contention is that
at least
the vast
part
majority
of, what Jesus
of his prayers throughout his
sang,
life on earth,
the glory that you
we
have
see him
given
time
me,
and again going into a desolate
to
place to
is
pray.
The glory,
private prayer life,
his
personal prayer life,
union with God the Father.
And that glory that we receive is tied to our.
We
mission
don't know what
he's
praying.
He has sent us on.
It's amazing just the fact that he is.
If there's another way to look at this prayer.
But here,
predominantly,
we get
through
to know
the view,
at least
of
in part, what his prayer life.
You're familiar
like
with the Great Commission,
we get to
right
hear his prayer for us,
and we know.
And when does the Great Commission?
That this is not just
come
about the disciples.
When is
much
that
of
given
the prayer
in the life
was
of
directed
Christ
directly at them, but we know
at the end when he's about to go.
With this
right
prayer,
at
we can
ascension
rightly say we can stand right here and
so
say
there's a commission.
Jesus prayed this
when he's
for
departing
me
to send them
2,000 years
in his stead.
In advance,
right? Jesus prayed this for me.
He is gone. He has manifested
verse
the glory of God. He has
20.
Revealed God to
he just
people.
Made sure
now it's their job to do the same.
There was no chance that some pastor
sometime in the future would say, this isn't for you, okay? The context demands that this was
and
for
now
them.
In this text, right
he made sure
Jesus
that no one would trip over it and say, there's
they're
not an immediate application. He said, I don't ask for these
verse 18
only,
makes
but also
to this
for those who will
and then the
believe
brought in
me.
It's interesting because at the beginning of the prayer, when
this
people
is for
other
you
than Jesus
from your
to be
Lord
for,
and
Jesus
Savior
says,
Jesus
I'm
Christ,
not praying
awesome.
For the world. And I can't
and that
begin
might feel
to
a bit cold
death to us.
It might feel a little brutal. Oh, Jesus isn't praying for the world.
This prayer
he's
is so deep
for
my
a select
friends.
Few.
And I am
but
a,
then, the ones he's praying for,
man.
He prays for them to go out into
to
the world.
Deep.
So even in his prayer, he has not forgotten the world. He has not cast them off. But he has specifically said, you guys have to stay here so that you can go out into the world. So that's why I'm praying for you,
going down
because I'm commissioning you.
This prayer.
I was the one. I
like
was the sent one, and I went and I revealed the name of the Father to you, and
swim.
I've kept you in His name,
or just learned to stay afloat. Really,
now you're to go
asking that child to then
to the
gather
nations.
All of the diving
you're
tools.
You're to be sent
from the deep end
and
of
so,
the pool.
As Jesus is about
and
to
I
leave,
feel like that child,
but I feel like
in
the pool is the ocean
of all
and
of
I
His mission.
Just barely learning to swim.
And the glory
and
of that mission.
So he shares that glory.
Plumb the depths of this prayer to
with
gather some
us.
Of the gems from the ocean
with and
floor
us.
And bring
now
them
you
to
go.
You. And
I'm
I have to keep
you.
Coming up for air.
As, 18,
as I look at this prayer,
as you
I keep going down
into the world,
and then I keep getting
so
confused
I
and coming up and I praise God and I go
world.
Down and I see something
amazing.
Or I think I see something and then I can't hold my breath any longer and I come
up
and I praise God.
We're wrapped up in the glory
and
of
I'm
God.
I'm not sure if I'm
and
getting closer to it
or
further from
of God.
We're wrapped
last
up
night
in
even,
the mission of
I
God.
I came up at some point to celebrate with
God
my wife,
the missionary
to try to articulate what I was going to talk
we
about
we think about
today.
Missionaries. I wonder
I
how often
said,
we think about God
I think I'm
when
getting
we think
close.
About missionaries.
God.
I think I'm
first
getting
missionary.
Close. And I went downstairs
all
and I studied
missions.
More and I wrote more.
We're downstream
and I came
from his
up
mission.
And I went, I'm further.
And as you
I
sent me into
I'm
the
further.
World, so I have sent
and I
them.
Think it's just the fact that this prayer is so deep. And so I will not even begin to claim or to apologize.
This is not
for the fact
a totally
that I will in no way exhaust Jesus' prayer. And none of you will exhaust Jesus' prayer.
A totally new pattern. The idea
not
of
in your understanding, not in your reception of it, the glory
sort
of
those
it.
Coming up.
None of us is going to exhaust this prayer. Just
tamp
it down and simplify it and put it in nice orderly boxes. It is amazing.
We see Moses.
God has told him.
The
he's about
depth
to die.
Of connection
he's not
that
going
is made
to enter the promised
with
land.
All of Scripture,
he can see
but,
it,
but he can't
all
enter
of
it.
John's gospel, all in this prayer.
And Moses concludes
all of
his
the
ministry
themes, all of the motifs, all of the
by
ideas
praying over the people
come to a fullness
so
in this prayer that
again,
I can't even begin.
Moses concludes his ministry by praying over the people
to declare,
mixing in here prophecy.
But he
prays over them
as
he
a child,
blessings over them,
to
and
learn
then.
He lays his hands
down
on
try to grab
his successor.
At something with
he lays
my toes
his hands on Joshua.
In that deep end. Just grab, see if I can bring up something for you.
And commissions him
from the deep end.
And this is what Jesus is doing.
The glory
naturally,
he's
like
given
a child
who's
who just
to
learning to swim.
God.
Isn't that interesting? That so often.
The one who came to make us right with God.
Swimming.
But the way we
the
are
first
made
place they want to
right
go
with God
is
beyond
the deep end.
The sacrifice.
Every time we're at URI, and we take the kids there,
is the relationship
where do they want to go?
Coming to know
the deep
who
end.
He is.
Dad, can we go to the deep end? Yeah, in a little bit. Dad, maybe
knowing
later.
As
the other kids
and
can't
Jesus
handle
has done
it.
That.
Dad,
he has shown us who God
maybe
is.
Maybe the person asking can't handle it.
That again.
Or
is,
I can't handle it.
It's all over John, but it's
but they want to go to the deep end.
It's
in
right
the same
there
way.
In chapter 1 so that we know the mission of Jesus
as a man
nothing
on a mission.
Nothing is shallow about this prayer,
was
but
as
there
one
are parts
who came
that are
to
easier
reveal
to access
God.
And then there are parts that are just
chapter 1, verse 18 is said,
deep.
And
no
that's the part
has
that I've been most drawn
God.
To.
Who has seen God?
And it's been a frustration, but
no
also
one.
A
good.
Joy.
On the same page.
The kids were the most confident. Good job, kids.
One of the deepest, deepest points in this ocean.
Childlike faith. Is verse
no one has
22.
Ever seen God.
The only
if you can't wrap
God
your head around
who's at the Father's
today,
side,
some
manuscripts
right
say
there
the
with
only
me.
Son.
If you
we,
can
we know
wrap
the reference
your head
there is to Jesus
around all that this means.
No one has ever
22.
Seen God, the only God who is at the Father's side.
I would like
has
you
made
to
him known.
Explain
and the word
that
there
to me,
is the word
to get
that
your head checked.
We get in seminaries and whatnot for exegesis.
Jesus
it's,
said,
it's literally like
speaking to
Jesus
the
is exegeting God. Jesus
the glory
tells us what God is like. That's his mission.
That you have
we
given
often think
me.
About his mission in terms of salvation, which is right because he has come to save us.
I
but don't forget
them.
What salvation means. We were told last week, right? This is eternal
can you begin
life.
To grasp that?
That I be saved.
I've
no,
been
but what does it mean? Stop
your
just repeating the word.
That you have given me.
I
this
given
is
eternal
them.
Life. That they know you, the one true God, and Jesus whom you sent. This is salvation.
We see this type of mind-blowing
Jesus
connection
came
in
to
other
reveal
ways.
Who God is. To exegete God.
At the,
to display
the last verse of the
God.
Prayer.
That was his unique glory.
In verse 26. The love which you have loved me may be in them.
And now what?
Now what?
And in verse 23,
now,
the same idea.
The baton.
The world may know that you sent me and loved them even as you loved me.
And the glory that he was given to carry out that task.
Holy smokes!
That glory is now being shared with you to carry out the task.
That's a big task.
To think that God shares,
I'd personally rather
the
just
love
leave it up to Jesus.
With those who are in Christ,
like who is sufficient for these things?
With the measure that he loves Christ himself.
That he, in his wisdom, and in his glory, and his beauty, and his generosity,
do you know how
has decided to work this way.
If
instead
you don't,
of Jesus,
you just need to start
himself
asking the question,
staying on the earth and convincing
how
everyone.
How loved do you think Jesus
he left,
is?
He said, I'll send my spirit to
Father.
Empower you. But you
how
are going to go.
How loved do you think
you are
Jesus
be is
by
you
the
You are being commissioned. As I was sent into the world, and as I was given this and that,
says,
and the Holy
that
Spirit, and the words of God, and the works of God to do. So,
in Christ,
I am giving
Father
you the words,
you like
and I am
that.
Giving you the Spirit of God. And I am giving you works to perform, right? Ephesians
but
chapter
the
2.
Glory
I'm giving you the works to complete.
That you have given me, I have given to
And now
to
you
them.
Are being sent.
I'm going to try to get somewhere close to this, and I am going to come up way short.
This is incredible.
But I'm going to go as far as I can.
And who is sufficient? Who is sufficient for such a task?
It was awesome enough to hear in verse 10 last week
that
said,
Jesus
no one
is
glorified
Lord.
In us. Which is why repeatedly
he's glorified in us.
Jesus says
awesome.
Over
we,
and again
we get
the language
great privilege
almost,
of glorifying Jesus, pointing to him, honoring
I don't
him.
I
want to
say puts us to sleep, but it almost celebrates
us
him,
dizzy, all this language of
giving him
and
glory.
Unity.
Jesus is glorified in us. That was incredible.
That I
but
may
now,
be them and
how incredible
you and
is
me
this?
And we and
Jesus
them, they will be
takes his glory and shares it with
one
us.
As we are one. And
what?
There's so much of it.
But can we at least see that the mission
we would be more than happy
to, the commissioning we are being given, that
I think
is not
I can speak for all of us,
we'd
own,
be more than happy
stand alone.
To simply glorify Jesus in ceaseless praise.
Jesus had to do
good enough for me.
A lot of his works.
But then Jesus says,
I himself,
the glory that I've been given, I give
the
to you.
The empowerment of the Spirit,
but no
what?
One was lending aid. He brought others along, but his work was unique in that way. That he had a work to do that no one else could do. He had a cross
makes
to
my
bear
head
that
spin,
no one else could bear.
My stomach roll.
But the rest of us, the work that he is commissioning us for,
it's
that
not
he's
just
sending
any
us out
glory.
To, he is not sending us
it would
us
be
alone,
amazing if Jesus just said,
together.
I have some glory for you.
And so
he
prays
you.
Over and over and over and over that they be united, that they be one, that we be united.
But the particular
that we be one.
Glory that he shares with us, he says, is the glory that he's been given.
We cannot carry out the mission of
what
God
does this mean?
Alone.
Can't do it.
Like I said, I'm not apologizing for it. I'll tell you what I know and what I think I know. And then maybe later you can tell me what you know and you think you know.
One commentator said this.
What does it mean? Have you ever been
these ideas,
given a gift?
Jesus' mission
first,
was to glory the Father by the cross.
You said,
he
what am I
for
looking
his
at?
Disciples to display
you ever
God's
received
glory
one of those gifts?
Through unity.
You're unwrapping it.
It is noteworthy
it's
that when
the
prayer
gives
the
right
reaction
to
the
person giving the gift,
those first
you're looking
disciples,
at it,
the
and
mention
go,
of unity becomes a central emphasis.
What am I looking at? I had one of those
the
gifts
prayer at the beginning seems to be
shared
largely
on me
a
for reacting
protection.
This way,
keep
but
them,
I was
keep
just
them, keep them.
A little bit confused, a little bit, dare I say,
But it seems that Jesus, in his wisdom, knew I was unwrapping a Christmas gift a couple years ago
for
my loving wife, my beloved, who loves me with a deep love. And I'm opening this gift, knowing how much she loves me and how great her love is.
How easy it is.
Opening it
for us to squabble about big things and small.
But no, that's not the one.
Easy it is.
I'm opening this gift, this specific gift.
And accept
as I open it, I go, what is this? But Jesus' prayer, and then maybe I have to unfold it because it seems to be
some type
of
clothing. And not just for no reason, not just because that's a better picture,
but because he says that's actually the only effective way the mission
is
carried out.
Is this a jacket? Is this a cloak?
How does the world actually know? How do they
receive
the knowledge of who God is?
And the thing's getting bigger and weirder.
It's not just
lone missionaries going and sharing God.
It's got a hood on it.
It's the unity of the believers.
And it's like a perfect weird rectangle
that proclaims to the world
and
it's
in
got a
plausible
pocket in
front,
way.
Which I like pockets. But I was like, what is this thing? And what am I to
something.
Do with it? And so I was
here.
A bit mocking, I was a bit jeering. Hannah maybe standing alone,
explaining
okay,
this
that's
is
good
great.
For you.
This,
but standing together?
The okay, surfers
that's different.
Who surf a lot.
Here's
they
a
use this stuff. I've seen it.
For
I saw
no
it online too.
United.
People love these things, and I'm like, I'm sure they do. And I
different
put the
hobbies,
thing on, and I just look like a total
races,
goon.
Different genders, different ideas, different politics,
like,
different
okay
upbringings.
Thank you.
And so I was
but
a total jerk
together.
About it, which I often am. But in time,
this testifies to the world.
I've become better
about the glory of
you
God.
Also do. In time, I realized this is a great gift.
The glory that you
this
have
is a glorious
given me,
gift.
I've
this
given
has great function. And I actually don't
one,
mind how it looks anymore.
We are
I kind of feel cool
I and
in
them
it.
And you
isn't
and me,
that weird?
That they may
the thing that once brought
one,
me shame now
so
brings
that.
Me glory. And I put the hood on.
See, the world has
yeah.
not been thrown under
check
the bus.
Check this out. Don't you wish you had a sun cube
so that the world
yeah,
may know
sun,
that you
maybe
sent
cube.
Me and loved them.
But it's ideal for being me. Able to disrobe from your wetsuit after you're surfing. It's like a modesty cloak, but it's also a comfort cloak.
A
so
fracturing
it acts as a
towel.
Community.
It's like a towel texture.
Is a community.
It's got all these functions
failing
to it.
In its witness to the glorious unity.
But
of
at
the
first,
Son
I was like, "What is
Father?
This thing?"
And so
I
Jesus
think when we
prayed,
when we received this
be united
from Jesus,
may we join Him in that prayer.
It's okay if we do the same thing.
May we keep praying.
What
for
is
reconciliation,
this gift that You've given us? What is this
unity,
glory You've given us
for togetherness in the body, for joint mission?
May we
let
come
me start
out
of
with what I think
and
out of our isolation.
I think that's it's important, and maybe it's
because we have been commissioned
the
together.
Easiest thing to rule out.
It'd be easy to take a word like glory and then just glob them all together and make it always mean exactly the
it
same thing.
It is our
thing.
Glory to know God.
But even from
to know
the
first
Father
part of
the prayer
the
last
Son,
week, we saw that there is diversity.
To
Jesus
be wrapped
prayed
up
for the
in
glory
their
of the cross,
unity.
But also prayed for the glory beyond
it's
the
cross.
It's
our glory
to
know Him more
and
more.
Father in that glory, right?
And it's our
so
glory
prayed
to
for
make
the,
Him known.
For what would be His glorification?
And because God has supremely
the shame, but also the glory of the cross. And
been
then He
revealed
prayed
to be united.
So there's
in His
diversity
Son,
there.
It is our glory.
When we are told
our joy,
by
our mission,
Jesus, the glory that You've given me,
on this
Father,
earth,
I've
why
given
are we
to
here?
Them.
To make
Jesus is
Jesus
not telling us
known.
We are becoming the Son
amid
of
a
man.
World that as Jesus
becoming
said,
God.
Does not know it's God. Verse
that's
25.
That's not the glory we are receiving. There is a glory.
Even though the world does not
that
know
is
you,
Jesus,
I know you.
That is
God's
know
that you have sent me.
We don't share. It's forever unique
and
to
I will,
Him.
And I made
we
known
receive
to them
downstream
name,
benefits
and
of
I
it,
will
doubtless.
Continue
and
to make it known.
And in some ways, we are
with
sharers of that glory,
you
but
have
it's
loved
unique
me,
to
maybe
Him.
In them, and I in them.
God is different than everything else. He is holy. Even as He makes us holy,
let
He's still wholly
this.
Different than all the other things that are holy.
Comment on the text.
We
the
see this even in verse 24.
Of this
you know,
well.
It's, if you're confusing all these references to glory,
the close
you would
of
think,
the prayer
why is Jesus
15
praying for them to see
sets
His glory
forth Christ
He's already
high,
given it to them? Verse
to
24, He says, Father,
He asked,
that we not be
I desire
taken out of the
that
world.
They also whom
there
you've
is
given
no
me,
escape
may be
for us
with
from
me
the perpetual
where
task
I am
of changing
to
sons
see
of evil to
my
sons of God.
Glory.
This clear statement is always
so there is a glory
to
that's unique
we
to
are
him.
To be
he
in
speaks of it
and
even as
with
a glory
always
that was with
touching
God
it,
before the
foundation
always
of the
changing
world.
It But we
still
are
in chapter 7, verse 5. Remember, he had said,
"Now, Father, glorify me in your own presence with the glory
this
I
is
had
the call
with
to
you
apartness.
Before the world existed."
So that's God's unique
no glory,
glory
comes to Christ by reason
tied
of
to
our isolation. Jesus prays for us to be in
and
the
we have
world.
No claim on that.
It is our job
he's not
to
making
stay
us.
There. We are not being becoming partakers
but amid
in divinity
the weight
in that
way.
Of that expectancy, that burden, that calling.
His unique glory is also spoken of.
You have
right
all
at the beginning
comfort
of John.
In the world.
Even if I have
these are profound things,
barely
but there are
these
the surface
nuances given to us
text,
so that
I
we don't go
and talk about one thing you were hoping I'd elevate,
drown
in
the
deep end.
Okay.
As you go out into the world because you have been sent, as we go. Jesus has and he is praying for us. Jesus has and he is praying for us. I urge you to join him in his prayers. Pray as he prayed. Pray for unity. Pray for your brothers and sisters. Maybe you've never done it. You ought to try praying for someone who is with you, who is before you. Maybe you start on the phone. Maybe you start with a text or an email. But there is power in prayer. And I don't know if there's any more power than in this prayer. Scripture says, "The prayer of a righteous man avails much." How much does it avail when Jesus prays? The prayer of a righteous man avails much. How much more when Jesus, the Son of God, now seated at the right hand of the Father, has and is praying for us, his church. Lord Jesus Christ, we give you praise. This is awesome. Lord Jesus, I just confess that I might not have even gotten close to what you meant when you said you have shared your glory, but I know you have commissioned us. I know you have sent us. I know you have prayed for us to be kept in your name. I know that you have prayed for our unity. I know that you care for the world. I know that because what you said we would be doing in this world and bearing witness to you and drawing men to you, but I know this also because you came for us and we were in the world. We were not different. We were perfectly comfortable in the world, but you have chosen us out of the world, and for that we give you endless praise. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, for choosing us out of the world and now sending us into the world to carry forward your mission. This is our glory and it is our joy. Lord, fill us with the fullness of your Spirit. Unite us as you and the Father are united. Unite us. In this we pray. Amen.